dueling opinions about how to stifle the rising cost of fuel from a congressman and a wannabe. We can dramatically reduce our dependence on foreign oil by utilizing the assets we have in North America. That's what candidate for U.S. Congress John Gard is saying. Appleton Congressman Steve Kagan says there are two big reasons for high gas prices, Bush and Cheney. Some say Congress is to blame. Gard's opinion?
Well, I think there's plenty of blame to go around. I think the president and Congress have not done the job to help lower the price of gas and increase independence from foreign countries.
Gard says gasoline has gone up significantly since Kagan was elected.
The evidence is clear. Since Steve Kagan has been in Congress, gas has jumped up $1.65 a gallon, and there is no end in sight.
Kagan opposes drilling for more oil, while Gard is pushing it. The former Assembly Speaker says the laws of supply and demand do work. He wants to allow environmentally safe oil exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR. Kagan blames commodity speculators, in part, for the spikes at the pump. Gard believes market manipulators can be mitigated by increasing our supply. He says you and I would immediately see lower gas prices with his plan.
Oil is a commodity that's traded on a futures market, and I believe if Congress would act before the 4th of July to open up ANWR and to begin additional exploration in the outer continental shelf, I think we would be able to send the signal and the speculation price on oil would drop immediately.
Gard wants to increase access for oil exploration in the outer continental shelf. After all, China's doing it.
China is now starting the process of drilling within eyesight of the Florida coast because they are in Cuban waters, and we continue to have a Congress that says no additional exploration or drilling in North America.
Gard also wants to cut the red tape on new refineries, allow development of oil shale sites, and look into alternative energy. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.